It's easy to be thankful when life's going great, but what about when everything feels like it's falling apart? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. We've all had moments of deep discouragement, times when it feels like we're failing, or when the pain just won't let up. In those moments, giving thanks feels impossible. But God doesn't call us to fake gratitude. He calls us to turn our eyes toward Him because He's with us in the middle of the mess. And when we remember what Jesus has done, we can experience real hope and real joy, even in hard times. So let's talk about it more in today's story, Give Thanks in Everything by Priscilla J. Cron. No one understands. I'm a failure. Useless. People would be better off without me. I didn't want to feel like this, but the thoughts came anyway. Would anyone notice if I was gone? Have you ever felt like this? Hopeless and discouraged? If you're a child of God, Satan is going to want to stop you. And what better way to stop you from serving God than to make you feel useless and like a failure? But what does God say in His Word? In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Paul writes something shocking. Give thanks in everything. Paul, the man who had faced more discouragement than most, the man who had been beaten numerous times, imprisoned, stoned, shipwrecked, mocked, and who was struggling with a thorn in the flesh from 2 Corinthians, tells us to give thanks. Not only that, he goes on to say it's God's will for us to be thankful. Didn't Paul feel discouraged? Absolutely. He admits he wasn't naturally thankful or content. It was something he had to learn, like we read about in Philippians 4:11. When Paul told us to give thanks, he knew it would be hard. He knew heartache, pain, discouragement, and depression. But he also knew God. Hopelessness is not what God wants for us. And He doesn't leave us alone in our despair. He came to us in Jesus. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we can know that all the hard things we go through are temporary and our struggles don't define us. When we give thanks to God, it turns our focus onto Him and the abundant hope He has given us through Jesus. If we dwell on our difficulties, we will be discouraged. But when we turn to God, thanking Him in every situation, we experience His joy. Is it easy to give thanks during the hard things? When your friends betray you, when your mom is in the hospital, and when you don't fit in? No, of course not. But the reason God calls us to thankfulness is because He loves us and wants to point us to Christ. He is the true source of joy. Okay, so let's think about this a little more. What are some good things God has brought out of difficult things in your life? How does the gospel and looking forward to Jesus' return affect how we understand God's call to give thanks in every situation? To find out more about this good news, go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. If you or someone you know is feeling helpless, who is a trusted adult you could talk to today? Now, as you and I read in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in everything. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And see for yourself what God says in Philippians 4, 4-13, Colossians 3, 1-4, and 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. If you're listening to this episode on your podcast app, then you might not have checked out the Unlocked app yet. You can still get the audio and written versions of each day's story. Plus, you can write down notes, open up the whole Bible to read the verses, and access Unlocked merch and verse picks. So, search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. If you're dreading the fall and winter seasons, well, don't get too bummed out. God always brings the hope of spring. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God